Hey guys, your favorite blockhead has some very exciting news. I want to let you guys know that your favorite blockhead is now a proud member of the Yogi's Podcast Network. YFB is proud to bring you more content from my friends Mike and Toria over at The Nightly Rant. So you can follow their shows on the Yogi's Podcast Network, which will include Peeling the Orange, which will deal with all the issues in Orange County, The Nightly Rant, Liberty Revealed, and even one of my favorites, the Elite Podcast Academy, where you can learn everything you want to know about being a professional podcaster, be able to reach more people and give your influence, even work on monetization and on podcast notes, you name it. This course will walk you through how to be a better podcaster. And your favorite blockhead is always very blessed to mention his membership with the Dose Leprechauns Podcast Network. You can find those links on the show, and you can always find Dose Leprechauns on iTunes and on YouTube. That being said, what do you say we go ahead and start the show, shall we?
Broadcasting live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to your favorite blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. And the only show that can take you on the twists and turns that I'm going to take you on tonight. We're going to create an interesting narrative with this show tonight for the Blockhead Hour. Thank you for stopping by, guys. I appreciate you. I am your host. My name is Brian Little. I am a MMA enthusiast. I am a Peanuts fan. I am an American history enthusiast. I am a teacher. I am a U.S. Navy veteran. Most importantly, at this particular time, in this context, I am a storyteller. Podcasting has allowed me to have that avenue and that vehicle to be able to bring these stories that I have alive for you through this podcast. And as we go through our content we've got tonight, I'm going to start talking about my friends over at Fanatics, the online leader in licensed sports merchandise. They're changing the way fans purchase their favorite team apparel and their favorite jerseys for their favorite players online, offering you the largest collection of merchandise when you shop online. From everything from the NFL, Major League Baseball, NCAA football, the NBA, NHL, Major League Soccer, NASCAR, the UFC, and from all major media brands like NBC Sports, CBS, Fox, and more than 200 collegiate and professional team properties, you will find what you need on this particular site for Fanatics, the same one that shares the Dr. Pepper merchandise alongside with your favorite blockhead. So use the link in the blog tonight for the page. Make sure you get yourself free shipping on your items if they are over $24. When you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code 24SHIP. That's 24, capital S, capital H, capital I, capital P. 24SHIP to get free shipping off of $24 and above when you purchase. My friends over at Fanatics. Now, guys, I have to start, even before I want to get into the breaking news that's coming over the Blockhead Hour, I'm going to mention something to you. I'm going to start sharing podcasts that I recommend specifically with this show. And I want you to check out another show. I want you to check out my friends called Con Artists. Just got through listening to their story about Jordan Belfort, known as the Wolf of Wall Street. They even went through the entire scam, the famous Ponzi scheme known as the Bernie Madoff scheme. These guys are a fantastic listen to. They look at the psychology behind the minds of the perpetrator. Everything you can imagine is on Con Artists. So check out their podcast. That's a free plug, a shameless plug from your favorite blockhead. Want to help out the community. And as we get into tonight, a lot of stories that have happened lately have taken me back a few years. I'm going to have to go back a few years to San Diego. I have to go back to the wet side. Got to go back to the loading docks. Got to go back to my time on the USS Pearl Harbor in San Diego, California. During that time, most of the days when I would get off and I would go on to dry side, you have the side where the ships are docked, and then you can go over to the recreational side, which would be the dry side. The barracks would be there. If you wanted to go bowling, you can go to this side. If you wanted to get yourself a decent meal, if you wanted to stay in the barracks for a weekend just to have a getaway, You want free internet access, video games, movies to watch, have pool tables set up, a place for us, our guitarists, to be able to jam. We had an area for us to do that over on Dryside. That was what's called the Rec Center. And often when I would be on those computers, I would spend time looking through many music videos. And one of them that I found that is very fascinating, I'll make sure that I'll put the link up for this today for my Blockhead Nation to take a look at. There is a comparison between two well-known guitarists. One most of you have heard of, but others, if you have not heard of this guy, he is well worth the listen. It's a comparison of John Mayer and an Italian guitarist by the name of Alex Breedy. Now, if you have a guitar battle between these two, if you just follow the comment section on YouTube, you're going to find out that John Mayer takes it lock, stock, and barrel. But if you look at it, they have very glaring contrasts in the way that they use their instruments. Alex Breedy is the one guitarist that I have watched live that uses foot pedals for an acoustic guitar. He plays like it was an electric. That is not commonplace with guitarists, people who would use the effects he uses. He has the echoes, he has the reverbs, he does shredding with arpeggios whenever he goes and does his main solos that he does. He just completely rips it on that guitar. And John Mayer can do the same thing, but again, across the board, it almost shows an unfair advantage towards Alex Breedy, because a lot of John Mayer's solos that he's playing are decent, but they're not his greatest work. But when you look at this, you have two very different styles, two very different flavors of guitar. John Mayer versus the Italian phenom, the sensation known as Alex Breedy. And again, when they start playing their solos, there's not a single person that's sitting down in the audience. And how that's going to intertwine tonight is that you have your different flavors of ice cream. If you go to Baskin-Robbins, or if you go to any particular place that serves ice cream, you're going to have, as they call them, Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors. You have something that is popular, you have something that is not of the norm, and then you have some that are completely disregarded by most people. They overlook it, they see it, they don't want it, they cringe, and they move on. Not exactly sure what would be your flavor that you would go, oh, I want nothing to do with Neapolitan. I want nothing to do with that butter pecan. I don't want anything to do with that rainbow sherbet flavor. I don't know how people can touch that. Again, it comes down to your preferences. Some wouldn't dare touch chocolate chip cookie dough. When you compare these two guitarists, they are two very glaring different flavors that we've got in this video. But it is well worth the watch. It really is a pleasure to be able to watch Alex Breedy play his acoustic guitar the way he does in these live performances. But we know that John Mayer, even Eric Clapton, has come out and called him a master with his instrument. So as I go through these, I give that all that disclaimer that I'm going to use this as well in an MMA comparison too. That one in a minute more negative context. But as I get there, I have to stop mid-sentence and treat this like it's breaking news. I'm not going to disclose to the audience where this particular restaurant was, but I am going to walk you through something that did happen as of today. So, your favorite blockhead, I was actually going to the Running Free Ranch. We had this session where if you wanted to give your video testimony, we were set up in the living room for the Running Free Ranch to talk about what equestrian therapy has done for all of us that have gone. If you're a veteran, you can use this particular industry. You can use this equestrian, equine-style therapy and consulting and counseling that you get from the ranch. That's what I do. You've also got young ones that can do the same thing if they have special needs. If you have sibling rivalry where they cannot get along, that goes there. If you have marriages that are on the brink of destruction, these can actually go to the ranch and use them in different ways. There might be obstacles you send the horses through. You might just build a relationship with them. It all depends. It all is a case-by-case basis. And whenever I went and sat down and I had my interview with the recording for the video, I talked about that a little bit, shared my piece, and, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, we're done. And then it's about lunchtime, so I'm going, I know I'm hungry, but I'm not sure where I really want to go. So again, not going to disclose what restaurant I went to. I will tell you that it was a buffet. I will not tell you the location. I'll not tell you what city. fair to the business itself, because that it's already going to have enough negative publicity after today. So as I go to this buffet, I go and I get my meal and I sit down. And I start scrolling through Facebook and I'm just eating. And over where they have the section where you can get Mongolian barbecue. If for those who don't know, you can make yourself a plate of raw materials, whether it's meats or steaks or chicken. You can get vegetables like cabbage, carrots. You can get your own sauces and hand it to the cook, the culinary specialist behind the counter and behind the sneeze guard. And they will put it on the grill and they will grill it up for you. So you can have that as a pickup for order. Now, as this is happening, as I'm sitting down just having my lunch by myself, because the family's gone off to the zoo for the day, because I had that session to go to, I'm sitting there just scrolling through Facebook, minding my own business, when all of a sudden, we have a scuffle that comes out from the Mongolian barbecue station. And the thing is, I'm one of the very few, if maybe the only one in this restaurant that didn't look up. Most people are watching and expecting a knockdown dragout. Most people are in shock and in awe by this. Again, I'm starting with the cons first, because this has still got your afternoon, Saturday lunch rush hour. You've got elderly citizens that are there, and you've got young kids that are witnessing this. So it's not good, and it's going to probably explode in social media, and it's going to be over the news. We've got two employees that are no longer going to have a job, and the police got called into this as well. So all this to say, we got to start off with a negative. As these two are screaming very unpleasantries to each other in the Chinese language, there is no de-escalation. I know that there has got at least been one or two of the other employees that are trying to get between these guys to break it up. So again, there were no, at least inside of the building, inside of the restaurant, there were no punches thrown. But it certainly was to that level. They had to have been nose to nose, chest to chest, and screaming at the top of their lungs, and then it would drop down, and then it would build again, and then it would build and drop again, and it would build again. Not exactly a fun thing to watch, but everybody is looking, and I'm just staring down at my plate, and I cannot help but chuckle. Because that was very commonplace on my ship with a lot of instances with the sailors that shared the galley with me as a culinary specialist that were from the Philippines. This was pretty common amongst them, amongst me, and it was a bit gratifying to know that that is in my past and I don't have to experience this anymore. So in a way, I'm going, well, I can already see that this is not good, so I'm going to be one that's going to try to be a witness. I'm going to try to be just a fly on the wall and pay for my meal and make sure that I head out to my car as soon as possible, because I'm already about halfway through my plate. And so these guys are continuing to scream and yell at each other and are being broken up, and it continues on and on. And this poor other guy who is at the line for the Mongolian barbecue has to now do triple the work. He has to probably finish the orders that this other guy, these other two guys did not finish. And I'm not sure if this was the owner and the co-owner. I don't know if this was just one employee to another or the owner and an employee. It's hard to know at this point. So as this is going on, at some point, I'll have to jump ship a little bit, no pun intended, and I will have to go to the very end after these guys have been moved to out of sight and probably into the back alley of where this restaurant is. I go out and pay for my meal, and two police cars have shown up, and one of them is actually strapped with a modern semi-automatic. He has the rifle over his chest, expecting this to be a way more severe case than is being reported. By this time, there was some de-escalation, but he's trying to communicate with the host in the front of the restaurant. He's trying to ask questions. He finds out, okay, so this was a shouting match. In other words, they were arguing, and this was between employees. So this one police officer goes back out to his car and puts the modern-day automatic weapon away and comes back. So obviously that is the most that I saw. But the reason why I say this is so funny, this is the reason why I find it comedic, is not because of these two getting into it and noticing how everybody is stopped their meal, and it's a very uncomfortable throughout the room, throughout the entire restaurant, that people have stopped getting their food, that they are glued onto this, and these poor elderly women that are right next to the Mongolian barbecue station, what was entertaining and what was quite interesting for me was the fact that as soon as these guys have been moved out of sight, out of mind, into the back of the restaurant, possibly into the kitchen, maybe even into the alleyway, as this has ended, we got maybe 5 seconds of where the normal sounds that would fill the air in a normal buffet-style restaurant would be taking place. 5 seconds into it, you have the grilling begins again of the food. You can hear that. You hear people start to have their discussions at their table again. And then you hear this sounding of the bell. Whenever you have an order to pick up inside of the restaurant for the Mongolian barbecue, you have a bell that the cook would ring to say that you've got a order ready for pickup. But in that 5 seconds, I just wish that the little redhead girl had been sitting alongside of me or somebody from the Blockhead Nation so that yours truly could have actually said, well, that's the end of round one. So I didn't hear this as a pickup for the orders that are prepared, which this poor guy is having to do triple the work, and he's getting them out regardless of what's going on around him. All I hear is just the, well, we officially have the end of round one. They can go to their corners now because we know this has not have been completely de-escalated. This is going to pick up somewhere down the road, whether it's later on in the day or it's going to happen again. Be prepared for round two at this particular buffet. So I hope that that is making some sense to the Blockhead Nation. Again, it's one of those, do you have to be there to appreciate it? I would assume so. And again, I'm not going to disclose the name of the restaurant, but yes, we have a scuffle. We have them removed from the scene. And 5 seconds later, you have the sound of the bell. And we send our guys back to our corners. And they get instructions from their coaches. So guys, as I talk about all this, we also want to give some love to my friends over at Earthbox. The solution you have for back-to-school snacking is no longer going to be an issue with Earthbox. Because they are the best way to discover delicious, healthy new snacks delivered right to your door every month. These are jam-packed with snacks. They are available from classic to gluten-free to vegan diet box options, making health a priority in your life, surprising you with fantastic, full-size, delicious snacks that pass strict ingredient, sourcing, calorie, nutrition, and manufacturing standards. When you use the link in the description of my podcast today, you will get $10 off of your first order and a free box. You hear me on that. When you get to checkout, $10 off and a free box by using the promo code EARTHBOX10, capital U, capital R, capital T, capital H, capital B, capital O, capital X, 10. EARTHBOX10 to get $10 off of your order plus a free box from EARTHBOX. That's a thank you from my friends at EARTHBOX and from your favorite blockhead. Now, as I bring this back to the idea of 31 flavors, you have very glaring contrasts with what's been, in a way, confusing for a lot of us that are MMA fans. Now, there are three ways that you can go about getting a fight in MMA. Well, really, when we watch it from a fan's perspective, yes, you have the owner of the organization, whether that's Scott Coker or Dana White for the UFC or for Bellator or for ONE Championship or for Legacy Fighting Alliance. You still have the owner that can actually put pen to paper and make a fight happen. But really, if you want to promote yourself, because promotion is storytelling in all of these formats. When we're talking about our current day fighters, what they tend to do is they say one of three things. One, I don't care who you put in front of me. That can be detrimental. Because if you're going to tell us fans that you don't care, then it's hard for us to care. Then you have people like Nate Diaz, who calls out who he wants. And now you have the super fight that's Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal that's going to happen at Madison Square Garden. And this is by one call out, specifically saying the guy you want to face. Or you can do what's a little more confusing. You could take the Henry Cejudo approach. Henry Cejudo just came out with a video of him telling a bedtime story to all three of his title belts on the bed. This was actually quite brilliant when I looked at it. I actually really enjoyed watching Henry Cejudo do this. But at the very end, the shirt that he's wearing is calling out none other than Dominic Cruz. Now, I appreciate that particular call out, but now I'm seeing Henry Cejudo saying that he wants to go and face Jose Aldo. So the third option you've got is that you can confuse MMA. You can say one second you want this guy, and then the next one you can come and say, I want this guy. And this particular narrative is very difficult to follow. It makes it easy for us to fall off of the radar. It makes it much easier for us to not want to follow your footprints. So if I look at how they're doing it, I have to give my credit to Nate Diaz, but I cannot give it to somebody like Colby Covington. This guy has been very confusing to me in the last several months. Now, again, I know what you're saying. Some of y'all that are fans of Colby are realizing that he's doing an act. He really is a fantastic fighter. But Colby Covington is doing something that is unoriginal. It's becoming so retroactive. And again, it's one thing if you're going to do something that's scripted, but if it's poorly scripted, I can't really diminish the guy too much for having moments where he's prone to slur whenever he gives his promos that he does. But when I look at Colby, I'm going, okay, I get that you're trying to pull something, you're trying to play the heel. I get that. But and really, I can appreciate when he came out and talked about Dana White cutting him out of what he rightfully deserves from a paycheck standpoint from the UFC. Now, again, I'll give you that's another story all in itself. But when you have Colby Covington or somebody like Henry Cejudo that says we have this one guy, but then we go back and do something that's confusing like Henry Cejudo saying he's going to fight for the gender championship where he'll face Valentina Shevchenko, and then all of a sudden say, now I'm going to take Jose Aldo. You're telling me one of two things. You're either telling me that people are denying the fight with you, and therefore you have to think of the next opponent that you want, or again, you're wanting us to follow this crumb trail that is not something that is beneficial to the fan. Once again, your options are, I don't care who I face, and again, that's hard to follow, or you can do what Nate Diaz did, call who you specifically want, now you have a super fight, or anybody who specifically wants one guy. Or you can have this confusing little triangle that you play with where you mess with our minds. And the same thing has happened with Colby Covington because now he's gone out and he has stirred up things between Jorge Masvidal and Dustin Poirier, who've been in his own camp. Now, as a fan, I follow this and I go, look, Jorge Masvidal showed us already that he is not a guy that cares for the... He does not care for the trash talk. He gives out a three-piece in the soda not too long ago, those know what I'm talking about. And then he comes and gives the fastest knockout in history in 5 seconds with a flying knee. And now we've got the super fight between him and Nate Diaz, the West Coast versus the East Coast, or however you want to decide this. And apparently we got Dwayne The Rock Johnson who's going, man, I want to put the belt on that guy. I'm not even going to discredit The Rock for this. I'm going to say that that means these guys are doing it right. And when Masvidal is saying, I'm not here to talk, I'm here to work, this is what is going to keep the MMA purists returning. That is why I can praise Jorge Masvidal, but I sit here and I scratch my head and I look at this Neapolitan-style flavor that Colby Covington is doing where it's confusing and it doesn't meet my needs and it's not a particular flavor that I want to try. I will gladly take a three-piece of soda and a triple scoop of Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz any day, but I'm trying to follow all these other flavors. Again, you got the popular flavor of ice cream that people are going to go to. Then you've got the ones that are confusing, like Neapolitan or butter pecan, and then you've got the ones that are completely brushed off. Now, my question is, who belongs in what category? Dustin Poirier is a guy who has earned his respect, has his heart broken as we speak, and now isn't the time to poke the bear from Colby Covington, especially if you're going to be in the same gym and the same training and have the same coaches as he does. And then you pull in Jorge Masvidal because you know that that's where the publicity is. Now, I can appreciate you're going to do one of the three. We're going to have our many different flavors of MMA, our many different flavors of fighters that anybody that follows can appreciate. You're going to have your hard workers. You're going to have your trash talkers. You're going to have your heels. You're going to have your baby faces. You're going to have a little bit of everything in this entertainment era that we have come into with this particular sport. I cannot praise Colby Covington for where he is. I understand the act, but I cannot understand the methodology on your trying to. I guess you can just say that when I look at the guys like Poirier and I look at Jorge Masvidal, you got an antique silver frame from Tiffany's. Colby Covington, you are. That's all that I can give you at this point. Thank you for those of you that are following my train of thought on that one. So again, when we bring this into a whole, you've got your different flavors. You have those that are going to be appeased that come into the sport. But when you have somebody that follows like me that's just as confused by Henry Cejudo and Colby, well, then my attention is going to go to other places. Tonight we got Yair Rodriguez that returns, and I can follow a guy who's a hard worker, a last-second knockout via elbow of Korean Zombie. Now he returns against Jeremy Stephens. I can buy into this story. I can buy into Lyoto Machida and Gegard Mousasi next week over in Bellator. I'm not able to follow this crumb trail between these two guys. So when I look at the narrative that they're trying to paint, it's very confusing. It's a little bit of a fun ride to catch up with Blockhead as we get through this story. I'm probably got your head spinning as we speak, but just know that there's a reason why we have these two guys going to Madison Square Garden, and we have a very confusing narrative, these other two that some of you that are listening have never even heard of, and I'm not a bit surprised. And as you lay your head to rest to try to grasp every concept that I've thrown at you tonight, I hope you will consider getting yourself a better night's sleep from my friends over at Serta Mattress, who are proud to be the number one mattress manufacturer in the U.S. today, providing you the sleep comfort you deserve. Discover how you can get 0% APR for up to 60 months or as low as $50 per month for 60 months. With every mattress set, you also enjoy a free white glove delivery, 120 days in-home trial, a 10-year warranty, plus free removal of your old mattress. How more simple can it be to be able to get finally the good night's sleep that you well deserve from my friends over at Serta Mattress? You can find those links in the podcast tonight. I thank you for stopping by for both stories, and thank you for just a chance to revisit some things from the past, a couple of few stories from the old, bringing in the new. And as we look at this new journey that we take with MMA, I appreciate you being on this journey with me. This has been your favorite Blockhead, and we will see you the next time around. Same Blockhead time, same Blockhead channel.